Well, folks, it's set. Ralph Norman telling the state newspaper he's not going negative on Darlene Graham. And honestly, even if he did, he doesn't really have the money to do much of anything to her. About 800,000 of it's his. He's got about $1.2 to $1.4 million. The rest came from South Carolina. So what's going to continue to happen is the Democrat PACs, openly Democrat, I mean, not hiding it, openly Democrat PACs are going to continue running ads. They're going to run them out at the coast. Nobody's ever going to tell them, hey, that ad that you just saw, they're on TV now, by the way. Lying about Ralph Norman, that came from a Democrat PAC run by a guy who raised money and ran ads for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in 2020, went to their inaugural ball and to celebrate, and then did it again in 2024, trying to get Kamala Harris elected. Nobody's going to know that. Fitz News writes, South Carolina voters are being bombarded by attack ads targeting U.S. Congressman Ralph Norman. A blitzkrieg of negative advertising funded by political action committees loyal to interim U.S. Senator Darlene Graham Nordone. Now, folks, I had to tell you something, okay? Here's where we are. This is one of, I'd say top five most important elections to vote in of your lifetime. There's two reasons for that. One of them is this. That Senate sits on the razor's edge. It has since 2021 when Democrats took it over and almost passed amnesty, packing the Supreme Court, flipping everything from Puerto Rico to Guam to D.C. and to states so they could each have two Democrat senators. Folks, this is total power for the Democrat Party. We are on the razor's edge. It is but for the grace of God that we do not live in what is essentially a Democrat dictatorship right now where we can't beat them. Specifically, the only reason we don't have those things, the only reason we didn't flip almost every state blue with amnesty is because Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, two Democrat moderates, said, no, we're not getting rid of the filibuster. So they couldn't get any of those other things through. That's why we dodged a bullet. Folks, but right now, Senate's still on the razor's edge. We got rhinos. 4 to 5 rhinos, about to be a lot less in January because they all lost, who are blocking the SAVE Act, but also blocking every kind of important Republican legislation. We're still on the razor's edge. And I'm here to tell you, if Darlene Graham wins, a time will come in the next 6 years where we're on the razor's edge because we can't seem to get off the razor's edge. And they need one vote. One vote. Folks, we have been at the point in recent months, we said we've had stuff with one vote. They need one vote. And she'll be it. And we will be on the air together, gnashing our teeth. I'll be reading your text. You'll be so upset. How could we throw the Republic away? Because I'm telling you, on something critical to keeping our basic freedoms and keeping the Republic, she is going to vote with them. That is what that $1 million gets you. Now, at the debate, Darlene Graham said she had no idea, none whatsoever, that there's $1 million of Democrat cash being spent on her behalf right now in this state. That was 3 days ago. And she was informed to her face. You can't tell me this woman didn't Google, wow, Democrats support me like $1 million. That's super nice. I want to send them a thank you. I just want to find out who they are. Said nobody ever. She would have Googled them if she didn't know.
Senator, are Taiwan and the South
wrong one,
China
I'm sorry.
Sea-
wrong one.
Well, first of all, if we're talking about a Democrat.
Okay, so I hit the wrong one there.
I'm not sure what Democratic PAC he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
So the state newspaper breaking the story yesterday that I've had for a week now. Why you listen to this show, your humble host, way ahead of their reporters. And they admit everything I've been telling you. All of it. The Invest in Tomorrow PACs pumped $1 million into her campaign. How could we possibly know that? They put out a press release. That's how. And they admit something else. Because I challenged Darlene Graham overnight. I said, listen, if you're really a Republican, We're three days past the debate. Who's funding this campaign for you? It's in the state newspaper. You could not have missed it. Well, liberal statewide newspaper out of Columbia, state newspaper, Gold Standard, South Carolina. It's right there. Invest in Tomorrow PAC, run by who? Tom Matzey. Who's Tom Matzey? Ran super PACs, raised money for Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, put ads together for them in 2020. Did it again for Kamala Harris in 2024. He admits that on his own Twitter feed. He is a Democrat. Full stop. And he's given a quote to the state newspaper saying, yeah, you know, I'm just really concerned about Ralph Norman. I need to stop him. Go read it. So she has no excuse for not knowing this. Okay. Like, to me, this is a bigger deal than her thing on China. No, I just don't know. Well, she don't know anything. She don't know anything. They quote Tom Matzey, who identifies as a Democrat, on his own Twitter feed. The Invest in Tomorrow Coalition, that's what he runs, a renewable energy-backed political group. They're a pro-climate change group, pro-climate change spending. This is the state newspaper. Committed to spending $1 million to defeat Norman in a news release August 14th. Yes, your humble host told you that. Everyone knows but Darlene Grant. The Political Action Committee's ad does not mention renewable energy and claims Norman has not sufficiently supported Donald Trump. So let me tell you what's going on here, folks. Even the state's like, wait, you guys are a liberal climate change group? Yeah. You want all kinds of funding to stop global warming? Yeah. You're not talking about that in these ads. No. You're pretending to be Republicans in these ads to hose all the people out on the coast. So these liberal Democrats, and Tom Matzey admits on his own Twitter feed that he worked hard in 24 to defeat Trump, are running ads targeted at Republicans to elect Darlene Graham, where they pretend, these Democrats pretend they're Republicans too. And that Ralph Norman needs to go down because he's not loyal enough to Trump. In other words, lies. Fraud. So I got to ask a question, Darlene Graham. Are you okay with Democrats spending $1 million on your behalf? Why haven't you condemned them by now? Because you have no excuse for not knowing at this point. This is in the biggest daily newspaper in the state, okay? The mainstream newspaper. There is no excuse not to know that. None. You're done. Tom Matzey himself is quoted in the state newspaper admitting he's doing it. We're not so much interested in Darlene Graham's politics, he says, as we are Ralph Norman's. Matzey said in an emailed statement, Norman pushed to phase out renewable energy tax credits. Those all go to liberal groups. You know the groups where you send them like $6 billion and they build like six charging stations, and then the rest goes poof. Yeah, those. He didn't want them in a big, beautiful bill. He successfully got them cut and then voted for the big, beautiful bill. They don't tell you that part. He says, well, I don't care about what Darlene supports. I'm going to defeat Ralph Norman for not being sufficiently loyal to the Green New Deal. Well, that means he thinks Darlene Graham would be sufficiently loyal to the Green New Deal. You'll spend $1 million otherwise. So I am challenging Darlene Graham. Call him off. Tell him to go away. Tell him you don't want Democrats spending money on your behalf. Do it. Or maybe the truth is you're really a Democrat, too, and you're actually fine with it. Because there's no excuse for not knowing at this point. Everybody knows. The state newspaper reported it. But you know what's most offensive about this, folks? Really, truly offensive. It'd be one thing if Democrat Tom Matzey was running. He's running TV ads now, by the way. You've probably heard some of them. And he's running text ads, too. It'd be one thing if he's like, hey, we don't want Ralph Norman because he's not loyal to the Green New Deal and AOC and stuff. I'd be like, well, they're telling the truth. They are lying to voters in this state, pretending to be Republicans outraged that Ralph Norman supposedly isn't loyal to Donald Trump. So I'm calling on Darlene Graham. Condemn it. Tell him to stop spending the money. Tell him you don't want to owe a Democrat and you don't want a Democrat dime spent on your behalf. I dare you. And tell him to stop lying to Republican voters in South Carolina, that you don't appreciate them lying on your behalf. Unless you're cool with it. unless you're cool with it. You've had 72 hours since the debate to do it. Where are you?